This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. With the recent legislative session in Olympia now complete, many are doing a recap of what did and didn't happen for agriculture. Bree Elzey, Director of Governmental Affairs at the Washington Farm Bureau, says one of the big topics was the implementation of the new Ag Overtime Law and what can be done to fix this burden on farmers and farm workers.
And actually, we had some good and bad outcomes this year. One is the farm workers mobilizing on campus. That's great. I think we're the only state in the nation that really utilizes both farmers and farm workers as part of that narrative that says this is hurting everybody. This doesn't just hurt farmers, this hurts farm workers. Everybody needs to be at the table talking about this.
Elzey says other states look to Washington and some of the conversations and strategies we've used to keep this issue alive.
Because I know that it feels like we're just beating our head against a wall, and for some reason, facts just aren't resonating. But Senator Saldana introduced a budget proviso. She drafted a budget proviso for $250,000 for up to $20,000 in damages per farm for overtime damages.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the Washington Farm Bureau's take on ag overtime and getting lawmakers in Olympia to listen.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.